Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hallelujah, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 30th of March of 2022. And I am your host, as usual, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's a blessing to be with you. It always is. Every time I get to be here with you. And I want you to realize that when I say that, it is something that I truly mean from the bottom of my heart. And greetings to all of you listening around the world, too, whether you're maybe you're on spring break somewhere with your family. Well, maybe you're one of these, maybe you just someone, or maybe you're a couple or something, maybe you and your husband or something, maybe just decided to take a break and maybe go on a vacation, and it just happened to be at a time when many people are taking spring break. I mean, like when many districts are on spring break. Now with us, this year, it was more of a midwinter break. We went to Florida when there may have been some people who might have lived in districts where maybe their family had a midwinter break. I mean, maybe their district had a midwinter break, like places like New York City and other places. Midwinter break doesn't happen everywhere. And contrary to what some of you folks may think, spring break is not this thing that's been going on in America for like over 100 years. It really took off in like the 50s, the 60s. In it, people were seen going to Florida. And places like that. And originally it started with colleges. Obviously there's things with, for teachers, it's seen as a week to get some rest midway through the second semester of a school year, because teaching is hard work. And spring break is oftentimes halfway through the second semester, because generally at first semester, you know, you have the start of the year, then you have Thanksgiving, and then you have Christmas. In many places, Christmas is the end of first semester. In other places, it goes to like mid or late January. This school district here, where I live here in Midland, Michigan, has recently reformed the way they do their calendar. As far as of now, they have now made it so that the end of the semester now coincides with the start of Christmas break. And so in many places, the spring break may be half the way through the calendar. Other places it might be, halfway through the second semester, I should say. Other places it might be a little bit more than halfway through the second semester. But Either way, if you're on spring break, and maybe you took your family south to Florida or something, hopefully you're having a good time. And so it's good to have you. As I always say, wherever you're tuning in from, maybe you're on the beach, maybe you're at home. Maybe you're not in a district that has spring break this week. Maybe you're just at home. Now, up here, for the most part this week, the weather is not too spring-like. I did not say spring break-like because the timing of Michigan spring breaks, late March, early April, you never know what Mother Nature is going to do. One day cold, next day warm. One day warm, next day cold. Last year around this time, we got fooled with a little bit. Now, the weather forecasters had predicted this a few days before, but we had a couple days that were, we had one day, for example, the Monday, final Monday in March, where it was in like the 40s, low 50s. The next day, it was in the 60s, close to 70 throughout most all of lower Michigan. I was in up at Boyne Mountain with Aunt Shelley, with my Aunt Shelley and a couple of the grandkids. Okay. And then come Wednesday, Thursday, back to the 40s we went. including Thursday, which that 40-degree temperature was basically a giant April Fool. Friday, a little better. Saturday, a little better still, like 55. But then Easter Sunday came, and we were back to almost 70. Goes to show you, around that time of year, you can have a bit of a roller coaster going. So, there's no set, this is how spring weather should be. by that, I mean in early April, unless you're down in, like, Florida. Now, once you get into May, then you can start to have it be a little more predictable. But not so much for right now. Anyhow, I was going to say something about April Fools, but I had already said that a couple years ago. I said yesterday that one year I had teased and right before April Fool's Day and said that I had done my last show forever. But of course that wasn't the case, but I kind of teased about it nonetheless. But now I'm just going to keep going and keep doing what God's called me to do. Praise God. And keep on keeping on, as they say. That's what I plan to do, is just to keep on keeping on. Through God. Do the work of God. Do what he calls me to do. And I don't know about you, but I've really enjoyed going through this entire book of John. I've greatly enjoyed it. I really have. And it's not something that I'm just saying, because lots of great things, lots of great teachings in it. And so I've been enjoying it. Going through it with you, my listeners. So some of you may wonder, well, Miracle Man, are you going to say anything about what happened with that whole with the whole thing of Will Smith? No, except for he shouldn't have done what he did. Oscars don't have the ratings they once did. Not as many people watch them as what once did, and it's what's true. For good reason. They've become so woke. And so leftist. It's unreal. So I just soon leave the thing alone. And I'd rather hear Mark Levin, or hear, you know, Sean or someone like that than hear the Oscars. And yeah, there's good movies in that, but I mean, the Oscars, I could care less. And so, and then this other thing, Dr. Fauci, who had been hiding basically for a while, he had basically been hiding. I had heard someone say that maybe that he should have gotten put in a witness protection program. Because we hadn't heard from him in such a long time. He came out and said that he was looking to retire, but he said that he would stay around until the whole thing was, you know, the thing, whether you want to call it, you know, the China virus, COVID, whatever you want to call it. In the natural, it's not going away. It's not going away. They have things planned. But we can trust in God. And they said, Americans should be ready for the chance that we could go back to, you know, mandatory wearing of face diapers or other rigid restrictions. That's what Dr. Fauci himself said. Well, Miracle Man, do you trust Dr. Fauci? No! He lost my trust a long time ago. Long time ago. Amen, because I don't trust him. I trust God. And no, I'm not against doctors, but there are things about Fauci. Folks, the media will not tell you the truth about Dr. Fauci. The left-wing media will not tell you. The mainstream media will not tell you. I am not going to take the time of the show tonight to tell you about all the ways that Fauci has been involved with certain things for many years. I'm not going to do that. Do I want him to be saved? Of course. He wouldn't be someone to turn to for medical advice. I want that, I'll just go to my medical doctor. Enough of that. But and let me be honest with you when I say this. For the church, the days ahead will be better. It will be glorious, but not for the world. You trying to talk doom and gloom? No. I'm just telling it like it is. But I trust in the Lord my God. And so we're just kind of giving you a little bit of a heads up as to what's going on. And we can ask God to push back the plans of the wicked, and we should. Partly because of things like what I said, like last night, when I told you guys about the gas, about what the International Energy Agency said about no driving Sundays. And so, but I put my trust, some trust in chariots, some trust in horsemen, but I put my trust in the Lord my God. So remember this. No matter what's going on in the world, God is on the throne. And that's not going to change. He's still on the throne. Amen. Thank you for listening to my little soapbox. All right, enough of this. Now, let me give you some announcements, then go to the word, and then go to the some worship, and then we will go to the word of the Lord, and then I have a little sports update, including Final Four picks that I have for you tonight. Let me remind you that starting next week, I think starting with Monday, I'm going to start teaching on Easter. Actually, Tuesday, I'm thinking. And we'll be doing teachings on different, you know, about Easter and why would Jesus do this for us? What were the five reasons that Jesus shed his blood? Why did he do it for us? What does it represent for us? What were the events that happened? And things like that. So it's going to be a good time. Preparation for Easter. That last week leading up to Easter in particular, there'll be songs that I'll be singing that will be centered on the cross, the blood of Jesus. Him washing our sins away, and that great stuff about Easter. And so it'll be a great Easter time with the Miracle Man. Because for Christians, Easter is a very important, significant time. Amen. So, another announcement I want to give to you is that you can go online to buy the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how gracious God has been. In it is my testimony. And you know what else you get? You get some of my mom's testimony, too, and how she came to God. So you kind of get a little bit of a two-for-one going. So it's always nice when you can get some kind of good, nice two-for-one deal. Even though it's all in one book, it's almost like a two-for-one because you get part of my mom's testimony as well. Praise God. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com. to order the book. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. And I want to encourage you, please, when you read it, why don't you sell it to someone else? Or why not buy one right now for someone else? And say, hey, I got something for you. It's this book. It'll really build up your faith. It's a testimony about someone's life. And like, yeah, this person was healed of kidney cancer when he was very young. He was healed of colon cancer when he was very young. Sorry about that. His kidneys were healed. He was healed of seizures. Healed from warts. His eardrum originally was not connected, and it was connected through God. And all these different miracles in there. And you can say, it's just a great book. You want to read about some miracles that took place? Read this book. It'll encourage your faith. Increase your faith. Amen. So, please, go on there, buy the book. Let it be a blessing to your life. Please. And if you read it, don't be sorry. Be glad. Amen. Also, I want to encourage you to consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. Every dollar you sow counts. Helps keeps us going. The more people we can reach, the more damage we can do to the devil's kingdom. And oh man, we're going to tear, I want to tear the devil's kingdom down. Man, some of those songs that used to be sang in the 1990s and surely before, they're just certain songs from back then. It's like, yeah, there's time for new, but sometimes for new people, you got the younger folk. The younger folk don't know the songs of previous times. Many of them don't know hymns. Many of them don't know That's why I try to bring a variety. Some hymns. Maybe not quite as many hymns as other things, but some stuff from the 2000s, some stuff from the last 10, 12 years, including some few new ones. And also some 90s. Because in my mind, I believe there's something to be said about old-time church, old-time worship. There were times in the 90s when I was going through stuff in my body, on these surgeries, and some of these songs would be sang. And it would just help, and I felt like it was just doing something to me. Like, there's just something to be said about some of these. But that to say, I'm only using that to say, why not sow a seed into the Miracle Man program? And when you sow a seed, it's great to, you know, write maybe on a piece of paper, what are you believing God for? What are you sowing for? What do you believe in God for? God to do in your life. I think of a verse in Nehemiah where the people say, where it asks the question, will a man rob God? And man said, no. In other words, they were like, well, you're God. Why would we rob from you? You're God. You're the Lord. We would never take from you. But then God said, but you have robbed me in tithes and offerings. And let me tell you something. If you're not paying your tithe, you're cursed with a curse. So if you're not in a church, you need to find a good church that you can pay your tithes to. Get that tithe in. And don't try to consider it as a bill. That's a way to cheapen it. Don't do that. Do it like you want to do it. Be cheerful. My Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver, not a sad giver, not someone who tries to budget it in. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the verse I want to sow tonight is where it says, therefore, my God is able to make all through abound, to make all things abound through every good work. Not one good work, not two good works, not three, not four, not five, not ten, all. Amen, amen, amen. So God bless you as you give, and we're going to get into some music. We've been deceived by the devil too long. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. What he said was his. It really is. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. We've been deceived by the devil too long. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. What he said was his. No, it isn't. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go up. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. What he said was his. No, take it back. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. We've been deceived by the devil too long. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. What he said was his. We're taking back. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. We raise up a banner of justice and righteousness. We come against the enemy of wickedness on this land. We ask you, God, to come. Heal our broken land. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon us. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. We're gonna tear the devil's kingdom down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would heal our land. Heal America. Heal our schools. Heal our nation. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne. And unto the Lamb, praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength, be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. For we the redeemed shall be strong with purpose and unity, declaring aloud praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Let's sing that we the redeemed again. And we the redeemed shall be strong with purpose and unity, declaring aloud praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Ever and ever. Ever and ever. Amen. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Within your love, My heart will sing your praise again. Yes, it will. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Let's see you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. I see you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. You are for us. When you're for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Lord God, that you are here with us tonight. Wherever we are, whatever it is that we're doing, we know, Lord God, that you are with us. You are a big God. And we've given you praise. We've given you honor and glory tonight. And we just thank you, Master, for what it is that you're doing in us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are pushing back the plan of the enemy. You're pushing back the plan of the enemy, whatever it is that they have planned. And I thank you that you, Lord God, are the ultimate authority. And that now, Lord God, I thank you for our time tonight. Thank you for every one of these listeners who is tuned into this broadcast, wherever they are tuning in from, wherever they may be tuning in from. whatever it is that they're doing. And I just thank you that you're meeting every one of these needs represented on this program tonight. You know what they have need of, even when I don't. And I thank you, Master, for that, for what it is that you're doing, that you're doing. You're helping. You, Master, are the way, the truth, the life. But you're meeting these needs. I don't know what they need, but you do. And I thank you that you are meeting these needs tonight, right there, right now. Now, Master, I make my confession. First, Lord, I thank you, Master, for that you use me tonight to deliver this word and give you an oracle. Thank you that these listeners, Lord God, I pray that these listeners have ears to hear. They're ready to hear your word. That their mind would be alert and receptive. That their ears would receive. That their heart would be receptive to your word as well. And I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a history book to me. It is more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. John 14, please. You got your Bible. Please turn there. And be a part. Don't just sit at home and watch. Be a part. And study the word with us. Because I believe that's how you're going to get the most out of this, is by being a part and not just sitting and watching. Go to John 14. And I want to begin with verse 15 tonight. Thank God for his word. Now let's begin with verse 15. If you love me, you will obey what I command. For I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him. Because another neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me, because I live, and I also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him, and I will show myself to him. Then Jesus, excuse me, then Judas, in parentheses it says, not Judas Iscariot, said, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and will make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Oh, he said again what he said at the start of the chapter. Folks, don't you think that he's trying to tell us something? I do. Verse 28. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak of you much longer. For the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. Let's look at 15 now. And Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit is he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given unto you. It is by my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in me. Just turn in the page. You will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my suggestion. Oh, no, 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 no. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you of you. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love one another. Verse 18. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember the words that I spoke to you. My servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen their miracles, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in the law. They hated me without reason. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, and goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. You also shall testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. I'm just looking at something real quick. Now, you see there, too much of that, what we read was Jesus was speaking, was preaching to the disciples. One of the things that he was telling them, and of course, when he says certain, you know, when he is talking to us, he's talking to his disciples, he's also talking to us. And one of the big things in here, he's trying to tell us, love each other. Love each other. That doesn't mean we have to like each other. You won't like everybody, I guarantee you. Everybody has different likes and dislikes, and maybe you might not think as much as someone's, you know, this or that or whatever it is. But you're supposed to walk in love toward each other and not have hatred for one another. You may, you, and you're and of course you're supposed to hate sin. You're supposed to hate sin. Love God and love each other. As I said earlier, that's not a suggestion that he gave, that you love. Part of walking in love, folks, is walking in forgiveness. So, that's something that some of us have more work to do on this than others. If you're walking in unforgiveness towards someone, you're not helping yourself. You're hurting yourself in your relationship with God. Example. You know how we take communion. And I'll be dealing with this again in the next couple of weeks as we approach Easter. But we take communion. And, of course, you have the elements. You have the unleavened bread that represents his body. And then you have the juice, you know, that represents his blood. Well, when you take that, you should not be taking that. If you got all kinds of unforgiveness, all kinds of ought against a brother, all kinds of ought against a family member, all kinds of ought against someone else. If you got all that ought against someone, then either we should all wait on you to get it fixed, or you just not partake until you get it fixed. Because my mom used to tell me when I was little that if I was having bad behavior, having aught against my brother or whatever when I was little, well, with that, your heart like that, you shouldn't be taking communion. And when I was little, it could have been easy for me to be like, well, Mom, why? Well, I learned why. I don't want to eat and drink damnation. I do not want to eat and drink damnation. That's bad. To sit there and eat and drink damnation is bad. No, I'm not teaching on communion tonight. I'm teaching about loving one another. So whatever love you have toward one another, you should have a greater love toward God. And if you love someone and you see them stumbling, I won't go there, but if you love someone, then you should help them when you see them struggling. And not just leave them by the wayside. And so there's many verses in John where Jesus talks about love. And one of the big ones, possibly the granddaddy of them all, is where it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That means we live in him. That doesn't mean we just go around the earth living forever. This person lived to be 3,000 years old. No. Life spiritually in him. Amen. That's what Jesus meant. Because maybe you're a parent and you got little kids and maybe they're listening to an audio Bible or something, like when I was little, I had these cassette tapes, or as Dr. Parsley used to say, cassette tapes. or you know, different people might have said it different ways, and so I just like the way he would say certain things, all these different mannerisms. Like McDonald's, cassettes, excuse me. Or instead of excuse me, he'd say, don't say X, just say excuse me. But anyhow, what I was saying, he should be... But thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. We love each other. That God kind of loves. And, but what I was saying, you could tell, but if your kids are listening to the Bible, they might say, what does it mean? What does that mean when they're saying we'll have everlasting life? That doesn't necessarily mean, that doesn't mean we live on the earth forever and don't die naturally. That means our life goes on spiritually, spiritual, heavenly body. When we get to heaven. Folks, that's part of what I was talking to you about last night when I was talking about our home in heaven. That's what I was talking about, folks. It was our home in heaven. And we're going there. Those of us who are right, we're going there. And I think about Dr. Brown. And 2 years ago, he had that big vision on the 17th of March of 2020, the early hours of Tuesday morning, March 17th, like 2:10 a.m. And he, and a couple days prior, someone had called him, and he's like, well, how's it going? And he's like, well, stores are empty. It's looking like the end of days. And Dr. Brown was like, okay, same here. And he's like, and suddenly got so excited, and he's like, she's so over the moon because we're going to go home. We're going to go home and be with Jesus. And he was so excited about that and so over the moon. So, and he had that, and then he had that vision, and fire hit him, literally. And he was like all sweating and stuff. And then in the vision, God told him, the end is not yet. The end is not yet. I am coming soon. I'm coming very soon. But my church is not, the people of the church are not ready yet for my coming. I am preparing them for my coming. And God showed him that he loved his church so much that he would get them ready. And that he was separating the wheat from the tares. He was separating the wheat from the tares to prepare them, to get them ready for his coming. And so, part of loving people is loving them enough to tell them about Jesus. Because I don't want people that I know to go to hell. I don't want people that I know to go to hell. I hope you don't either. Because hell is real. Saw that on a sign. I-65 northbound, going through the state of Kentucky, coming back from the call in Nashville, Tennessee, 2007. You saw a sign, hell is real. And sure enough, it is real. But you know what else? Heaven is real. Where I'm going to heaven. No, I'm not suicidal, but when the rapture happens, if the Lord tarries, when my time comes, I'll be in heaven. And so I want to see you be there. So if you're not right with God tonight, get right with him. There's different kinds of people. There's people who do not know Jesus. Maybe they've heard of him, but they've never asked him into their heart. They don't know how they're supposed to live. They don't know all these things. They just don't know. Unless they confess that Jesus is Lord, they will not make heaven and will end up in hellfire forever. There is the person who accepted Jesus into their heart, but they've walked away. They've decided, they've, for whatever reason, somehow, some way, ran astray. There's another person who has stayed. And is just on fire for God. What's wrong? They're just on fire for God. Amen. Which one are you? Which one are you? Think about it. If you're the one who comes to Jesus for the first time, or you rededicate your life to Christ, oh, in heaven, the angels throw a party. Jesus and the angels throw a party big time in heaven because someone has decided to give their life to Jesus or to rededicate their life. There's more joy in heaven over a sinner who repents or someone that gives their life to Christ than what there is over 99 people who don't need to repent because they're totally right with God. Even though ultimately, yes, God is very happy with those. Angels are happy with them. And for those of us who have stayed right, guess what? We shall have our great reward in heaven. Yes! Amen! Now, thank you, Lord, for tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for all these listeners tuned in wherever they're at. Thank you, Master, that you, for their souls tonight, that they would be, right with you. And if they're not right, that they would get right. Come before you and come home to you where they belong with you. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' name, thank you for your word tonight that we would get this word in our life, in our heart, in our soul. We would love one another, even those we don't like. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Now for sports. This weekend, Final Four, Saturday, Indianapolis. You have Duke, the 2 seed. Taking on North Carolina, the 8 seed. For North Carolina, no, maybe it's for Duke, it's their head coach's final season at Duke. Will they go out as the national championship on Monday night? Very possible. We'll have to wait and see. My prediction for Saturday, though, the Great Dukes, 74, Sweet Carolina, 69. So my prediction is that Duke will beat Carolina, 74 to North Carolina, 74 to 69. On the other side of the docket, Villanova, the 2 seed. Taking on Kansas, the 1 seed. Honest prediction for that game. The Kansas Prairie, 77. It takes the Village, 67. Which means that on Monday you will have 1 seed Kansas, 2 seed Duke. Despite some of the big upsets, not all the Cinderellas got to make the Final Four. St. Pete didn't make it because they lost. Miami ended up losing to Kansas. But I think it'll be a good night, Saturday night, with the 2 games. Okay. Now, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drugged or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash, no sickness or disease, none of the stuff comes on us. We will live in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Amen. God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you Monday. So long, everybody.